Anna.
Brandila.
Brandy.
Hey.
I just got on. I don't think he's on yet.
Alexa.
Hey, Martha.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Oh, are you sick?
Yes, ma'am.
You have the flu?
I was swabbed, but it's not the flu. It's a sinus infection, an ear infection, and
That's just as miserable.
It is miserable.
It'll get better soon.
Absolutely. I'm gonna mute 'cause I'm gonna cough half the time.
Okay, all right.
Bug to Nair.
I'm calling.
I hope your candles are all prepared. Please mute your phones. You're getting quite a bit of background noise as you prepare the candles. In about 30 seconds, I will begin. Bhavata Adonai Yohewahe Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'hadlik gematria 72 + 63 + 45 Hachma Bina Zerahin Ner Nisim la avotenu vayamim hahen bazman hazeh. And may we all say, amen. Teaches us that it is the Malchut of the Nukva of the month of Tiferet of Zeranpin, receiving the quality of sovereignty. It is especially related to the Cheshbon Hashmonai, given the similarity of letters in their roots. Chamishi and Chashmonai. Some give gelt as gifts to kids to further their Torah education on this day, because it will never fall on a Shabbat, when it would be inappropriate to handle money. This night is special because the majority of candles are now lit and light has overtaken darkness. The Ben Ish Chai mentions the following connections to the number 29. The letters in your holy names, Yud-Heh, Yud-Heh Vav-Heh, Aleph-Heh Yud-Heh, Aleph-Dalet-Nun-Yud, Aleph-Lamed, Aleph-Lamed-Heh-Yud-Mem, Shin-Heh-Yud. Sadi Bet Aleph Vav Taf. There are 29 letters in these names. Yah Hashem Echie Adonai Kel or El Elohim Shaddai. And Sivaot. The letters in your seven names for Shabbat elevation, Yud Hey Vav Hey with the vowels of Elohim, Matzapat, Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi, El Aleph Lamed, Elohim, Mat Tzapat Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi, and Yud He Adonai. Also, there are 29 letters in these seven names. In the merit of Hezkiyahu, your servant, who was king in Jerusalem for 29 years, the latter, as it involves a melech, a king, the source of malchut, sovereignty, bears relation, reiteration. King Hezkiyahu saw through prophecy that he would beget a wicked son, Manasseh, so he decided not to have children. The prophet Isaiah read the spiritual newspapers and said, Ko Amar Hashem. Ko is 25. Amar Hashem is 26. Thus said Hashem, you shall die, and you shall not live. He then invoked a solution which was of utmost simplicity. Vayit Palel El Hashem Vayasev Hezkiyahu Panav El Ahakir. He turned his face to the wall and he prayed to Hashem, and Hezkiyahu wept an intense weeping. This solution worked, and he got a second chance, and had 15 Yud-Heh years added to his life. He turned to Hashem when faced with dire news. He broke his heart and had his prayers answered. It is the wall and praying in front of the wall to which we turn our attention and intentions. After lighting the lamps, here is some additional kavanot. On this matter, the Zohar says, Amar Leya Ha Okimna Dela Yapsik Varnash Bitzloteya Veneya Levain Kotla Kima Diktiv Vayasev Hezkiyahu Panav El Hakir Vegomer. The friend said that when a man prays, nothing may come between him and the wall, as it is written. Then Hezkiyahu turned his face toward the wall. This means that nothing should interfere or come between you and Hashem when you pray. Remove all the distracting thoughts and divest yourself of all physical matters. Na'asena aliyah Yayat Kir Kitana Benasim Lo Sham Mita Vishulchan Bekise Umnora Arba Elaine Lama Ela Begin de Inun Tikuna de Knesset Yisrael de Itkeriat Alayat Kir. Let us make a small upper chamber, I pray you, with walls, and let us set for him there a bed and table and a chair and a lamp. Why these four? Because they restore the Knesset Yisrael, the Malchut, that is called an upper chamber with walls. And so it is called, for it is written, then Hezkiyahu turned his face towards the wall. Knesset Yisrael here hints to the Malchut, to the sovereignty, the upper chamber, the vessel that receives our prayers first. We lower our eyes to the ground, Mother Earth, the Malchut, and we raise our hearts heavenward to Malchut, the place where our prayers are first received. V'cho'il v'kach hu na'aseh na aliyat kir k'tayena da ihu sedora d'ti kuna d'shkinta Tehihi aliyat kir kada'a vayesev Hezkiyahu panav el hakir. Since this is so, let us make a little upper chamber, which is the order of the perfection of the Shekhinah, who is a little upper chamber with walls. As it is written, and Hezkiyahu turned his face toward the wall. Our prayers, first and foremost, should be for the Shekhinah, Hashem's divine presence, that her apparent exile from her divine mate should end soon, and may we merit her revelation. Ma kirot beto, inun kirot libo, v'yasev Hezkiyahu panav el hakir, v'yokmuha rabbanan melamed, shehit kapalel, Hezkiyahu makirot libo. What are the walls of his house? They are the walls of his heart. Then Hezkiyahu turned his face towards the wall. The sages of the Mishnah have explained this to teach us that Hezkiyahu was praying from the walls of his heart. Where does the Shekhinah, the Malchut, the wall rest? In our hearts. What is prayer? The Gemara answers, the service of the heart. Our hearts, where Shekhinah dwells inside us. We know that heartfelt prayer works. It did for Hezkiyahu. It did for Chana, the mother of the prophet Shmuel. Latik Paleel Chana, who taught us how to pray. Contemplate that the word kir, or wall, has a gematria of 310, standing for the 310 worlds that the Tzaddik, the master of prayer, inherits. Intend as you stand before the lights that the illumination of your heart opens a pathway of prayer that blazes a trail directly to the source of light. Tonight's meditation. In front of the five candles we have lit for this fifth day, realize that besides kir, another word for wall is kotel, as in the hakotel hamaaravi, the western wall. The kotel or wall can be parsed into two words, Ko-tal, or Ko-tel. We know that Ko, or Kaf, Vav, is Gematria 26, which stands for the name of Hashem, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Tel is Gematria 430, which is five times the name Elohim. Intend that when we pray in the direction of the Kotel, we blend, we do a yichud, a unification of these two names, sweetening the severity of Elohim with the mercies of Hashem. Now realize that Tel also is the gematria of the word nefesh, or soul. Contemplate that Nefesh, spelled Nun Pei Shin, stands for the three aspects of the Hanukkah lights. The Nun is the Ner, which is the lamp, the light. The Pei is the Petila, the wick. And the Shin is the Shemen, the oil. Look at each of the candles and see that there is a soul connection, a nefesh connection to each one. Now see that the Shekhinah dwells there, as she does at the kotel, at the wall, at the candles. On each of the five candles, intend that the name Elohim, from top to bottom, place the letters of Hashem, starting with the Yud, the thorn at the top of the Yud, on top as such. And on the handout, you see five Alephs at the top. But on top of the Alephs from Elohim is Yud Hey Vav Hey. And then the five Alephs. And then the five Lamids. And then the five Hays. And then the five Yuds. And then the five Mem Sofits. You have made a kotel, a wall, a place for the Shekhinah to dwell in your soul. Pray intently from the walls of your heart. May your prayers be answered, as were the prayers of Chana and Heskiyahu. Continue to see the candles burning. Contemplate your wall that you have created from Hashem and Elohim. Many Kabbalistic teachings suggest using light itself as the focus for meditation. Rabbi Azriel of Verona, a 13th century Kabbalist, wrote a treatise entitled The Gate of Kavanah of the Early Kabbalists, in which he provided detailed descriptions of those who meditated on various forms of visualized light until they reached the Or Ein Sof, the infinite light. Rabbi Moshe de Leon, best known as the medieval Spanish scholar who published the Zohar, wrote a book entitled Shekel HaKodesh, where he too reveals various meditations on light. Another place in which light and meditation meet is on Shabbat. On this special day, wholly dedicated to developing our spiritual nature, we refrain from all types of work and creative endeavor. By slowing down our pace, we create a meditative space that encompasses our every activity. Rabbi Yitzhak Ginsburg teaches that the mirror image of light's numerical value, 207, is found in Shabbat, whose numerical value is 702. Experiencing the divine pleasure and bliss felt by the soul on Shabbat may be one of the easiest ways for man to grasp God's light. Cloaked in light like a garment, light reveals God's essence, yet paradoxically that very essence simultaneously hides within the garment of light. This insight provides a deeper understanding of the verse. Bless Hashem, my soul. You have donned majesty and splendor, cloaked in light as with a garment, stretching out the heavens like a curtain. This comes from Psalms 104. Verses 1 and 2. And this verse is citing when donning a tallit, a Jewish prayer shawl. Just as the tallit surrounds the body, so too does God's light enwrap both body and soul. While in front of the Hanukkah candles, imagine yourself being surrounded and lovingly embraced by God's presence and light, as if being wrapped in an ethereal prayer shawl. Take a moment to visualize yourself as you watch the candles flicker and glow. Imagine that light is surrounding you, and you are wearing that light as a garment. It comes as no surprise that light in Jewish thought is connected to joy and hope in a number of different verses from the Tanakh. Here are a few examples. The light of the eyes brings joy to the heart. Proverbs 15:30. And to the Jews was light and gladness and joy and honor. Esther 8:16. Light is sown for the righteous and gladness for the upright of heart. Psalm 97:11. The light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked will be extinguished. Hanukkah is a time for joyous thanks and praise of Hashem. The lights of Hanukkah are meant to inspire exuberant gratitude and sincere peace of mind. Each of these verses serves as a potent jumping-off point for the mind to meditate on and find delight in the soft spiritual light of Hanukkah. In your light, we see light. The relationship between light, spirituality, and the soul of man is discussed in a profound midrash about the multiple meanings found in the menorah's light. Bar Kochra opened his lecture with the verse, "Because you light my candle," Psalm 18:29. God says to man, "Your candle is in my hand, and my candle is in your hand. Your candle is in my hand, as it says, the candle of God is the soul of man." Proverbs 27. "My candle is in your hand, as it says, command the children of Israel that they bring to you pure olive oil, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continuously." The Holy One, blessed be He, says, "If you light my candle, I will light yours." Vayikra Rabbah 31:4. From Midrash Tehillim 22:11, "The nations of the world will declare, who is this nation who uses light for everything? Their Torah is light, and Torah, light." Proverbs 6:23. "Their God is light, the light of Israel." Isaiah 10:17. "Their Redeemer is light. Your light has come." Isaiah 61. "Their happiness is light. The light of the righteous will rejoice." Proverbs 13:9. "Their future is light. Light is sown for the righteous." Psalm 97:11. These are gods, not men. What is it about light that touches you deeply and connects your soul to the divine? Take a moment to consider this question in the presence of the light of the Hanukkah candles and listen closely for their silent response. The connection between light and intellect has taken on a new perspective due to recent discoveries regarding the functioning of the brain, the seat of intelligence. It is now known that the brain is an incredibly complex communication center, a sort of supercomputer, processing and reacting to an immense amount of input per second. The brain contains hundreds of billions of neurons, specialized nerve cells that process and transmit information through a complex interaction of chemical messengers and electrical signals carried through nerve fibers. The brain is therefore an electric transformer, a pulsating system of live wires of life. To see the light, an analogy used to describe the experience of a lightning flash of new revelation seeking through the mind, can now be understood to parallel the biological reality of new information being transmitted in the form of electrical impulses. The ancient intuitive connection of light with the intellect can now actually be seen in how modern science understands the functioning of the brain. On a more spiritual level, seeing the light or being enlightened means plugging into the divine intelligence that illuminates literally every moment of time and every point in space. That infinite intelligence is encoded into every atom in the universe and in every cell, and is literally mind-boggling in its elegant complexity as well as its elegant simplicity. The more we understand of the physical laws of the universe, the more we are called to see the hidden and unified spiritual force behind the material world. Maimonides taught that if we want to understand the Creator, we need to study the world that He created. All existence is in truth the ongoing manifestation of God's divine wisdom. And in support of this idea, the Targum Yerushalami, a 2,000-year-old translation of the Torah into Aramaic, renders the first verse of the Torah as, "With wisdom, God created the heavens and the earth." This idea is further expressed in Psalms and enshrined in the daily morning prayers. "You have made everything in wisdom. The world is full of your possessions." While sitting quietly with the Hanukkah candles, take a moment to contemplate the ways in which the spiritual reality is hidden within and expressed by the natural world. Consider for a moment how this divine intelligence that animates everything is all around you, as well as deep within you. Contemplate the first three words in the Torah. Bereshit bara Elohim. Now, take the word Elohim and parse it into two components. El, Aleph Lamed, and Hey Yud Mem. Hey Yud Mem spells Hayam, the sea, the ocean. Translate this parsed four words. In the beginning, in a beginning, God created, El created, the sea. And this is what's created prior to Shemayim. Prior to heaven was water. Water is mercy. contemplate. Bereshit bara el hayam hashamayim ve'et ha'aretz. Et hashamayim ve'et ha'aretz. Our class tonight is a Zohar class. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. When you open that link up, it's a landing page with all 54 verses, parashas, in the Chumash. Tonight we are studying from the Parasha of Vayigash. When you open up that link, please choose section 4, where we will start at Pasuk 32 after we first recite Elishem Yehud. Lishem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bid Hilur Himud Hilud Hilur Himu. Beyakta Lishem Yudhe Bavhe Beyichuda Shalim Beshem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vahino Amadonai Eloheinu Alena Maase Yadenu Perene Alena Maase Yadenu Perenehu. Rabbi Abba Petach. Ve'amar ya'afenof meshosh kol ha'aretz har tzion yarkete tzafon ki'ar yat melech rav ha'kira raza im hem nuta ihu yefei nof Daihu Yosef HaTzadik Dikti Be'ya Vayehi Yosef Yefe Toar Bife Mare Mishos Kol Haaret Ihu Chedva Behedu Leila Litata Hartzion Yarkite Tzafon Begindi Chulakeya Kaim Mashkena Deshilo Hartzion Da Yerushalayim Yarkite Tzafon Hakehu Vadai Leila Witata. The translation. Rabbi Abba opened the discussion with the verse, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, Mount Zion, the uppermost parts of the north, the city of the great king. This verse is the secret of faith. Beautiful for situation is Joseph the righteous, of whom Scripture says, and Joseph was good-looking and well-favored. He is the joy of the whole earth, the gladness and joy above and below. Mount Zion, the uppermost parts of the north, is his portion, Joseph's portion, where the tabernacle of Shiloh stands. Mount Zion is Jerusalem, namely the Nukva, the uppermost parts of the north, is assuredly above and below, for both the upper temple, the Nukva, and the lower temple are considered to be of the aspect of the north, namely the illumination of the left of Bina, the secret of the illumination of Chachmah. my commentary. The Pasuk is explaining code words. An additional unwritten commentary is about the north being connected to judgment. Why do we fear judgment? Because we fear we've done things incorrectly, that we've made mistakes. If we were righteous and each of our actions was proper, correct, and truthful, there would be no reason to fear judgment. We would instead be saying, cause and effect. My righteous, positive action, please give me that positive, righteous, wonderful effect immediately. This is the judgment for the righteous. Is it worth it for you to strive to be righteous, to cleanse those mistakes of youth, of earlier lifetimes, of earlier in this lifetime? Pasuk 33. Kiryat Melech Rav Atarihu Mitachna Lekabeil Melech Rav Damalkaila Tekola Kodesh HaKadashim HaMitaman At Yako Mehiru Bekol Birkan Bekol Hedu Bekol Adihametaman Naharin Kol Nanfin Anfin Uve Imakisha It Baka Mitaman Vekadili mit barka mitaman nafke birkan lekol alma geha kol alma mitaman it barka. The translation. The city of the great king is a place prepared for the great king, the most high king residing over the holy of holies, from whom all light, all blessings, and all joy comes, so that all faces shine and the temple is blessed. When it is blessed, since every blessing emerges from there, the whole world is blessed from there. My commentary. The city of the great king is Jerusalem, and after Mashiach, Zion. That's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? Watch, look at the candles. Watch the candles as they sputter out of light only because of our lack of fuel, our cutting off the fuel. The light never sputters. The light never ends. And we will complete our class tonight with the meditation of the Ani. We will just utilize page 1 of the handout. You can find the handout on the Unique Astrological Times link underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. When that link opens up, scroll down to Hanukkah. But above Hanukkah is a section with three links, a section titled Miracles. The middle link is our handout for tonight. And we start at the bottom of page one. We will say each name three times. tomorrow being Sunday. Our classes are at 10:30 and at 3. These are West Coast times. The class at 10:30 will continue our teachings of the goodness of the land of Israel. And our class at 3 o'clock will continue our teachings of the advanced reincarnation. Our Rosh Chodesh event will be Monday night at 7 p.m. as part of the lighting for the seventh candle. Rosh Chodesh is 2 days this month, which is the starting tomorrow night. I wish you all a beautiful Shavuot Tov as we enter the month of Tevet. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shalom to all.